When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, guys? If you haven't already, Ball Ticklers, jump on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/MPGA and jump on for the live episodes and all the extra treats that we offer. And if not, just join the $1. $1 gets you every regular episode with no advertisements whatsoever. And also
Steph,
for the perfect 10.
Can I say something? You ever see those Shriners? You ever see the Shriners Hospital ads? With the little weird kids in the hospital who are like, give us, we'll do miracles if you give us, you know, we'll give you a blanket. We'll give you, who the hell needs a blanket? If you, we're offering them so much better than the Shriners kids. They don't even do a podcast. So join this. I mean, $1 a month, it's almost like you don't join it. It's like you're trying to insult your president at that point if you don't join. So do it. You continue your speech.
Also, we have our live episode on October 24th for the Perfect 10 Patreon Patriots. So nominate for the new president, for all
or
the
it could
Patreon.
Be the same. Or it could be the same. Obviously, we could have
right. It could be the same.
With
nominations
iPhone G.
Are open until the morning of the 24th. So the morning of the 24th, nominate. Have a 1 to 2 minute speech ready. For the live episode,
Australian,
and also
to those animals in Australia, we're gonna be, what that means for you, mates. Okay, don't try to be cute. It means basically the night, or what is that? The night of the 20. You know, they get, it's all very confusing over there. But if it says 25th in your country, then you can't vote. Don't try to be sneaky.
That's right. We also have a live episode December 1st in New York City at the Triad Theater, 9:30 p.m. It's a Friday night. Come spend a weekend in the city and come to a live taping, making podcasts great again. That's at the Triad Theater, and all the info for tickets is in the episode link. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nog, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you?
The world, you ever heard the song, The World is a Vampire?
I've heard it, yes.
Smashing
Pumpkins.
Is that who they are? Remember Gallagher? I thought that was Gallagher's band because he smashed a lot of fruit. And I was surprised he never sued Smashing Pumpkins because that was sort of his thing. But the world is, I think we've never been closer to World War II than we are right now. I think this is the closest we've ever been to World War II.
What do you mean three?
And it's, who?
Don't you mean World War III? There's already been a World War II.
Well, no, I think you've got it wrong. I think people called that, there was World War I, which was, it's like, remember Rambo, First Blood? They don't call it Rambo 1. They call it First Blood. And then Rambo 2, First Blood Part 2. But it wasn't Rambo 2. I think it's like that. I think World War I was like, we're World War. And then World War II was not World War II. It was actually like the Great War, Part Two, World War. And now we're looking at World War II. So no, I'm actually very correct, even though you're trying to make it sound like I'm wrong. I'm actually probably more correct than anybody's ever been. So they're getting us close to World War II.
Where are you? You just don't look like at your regular.
They called me in. Very strongly, as you can imagine, the world is, would you agree, it's sort of falling apart right now? All these conflicts. Nobody's even talking about Russia,
it's very
Russia,
turbulent.
Ukraine. Well, we had Russia, Ukraine.
No.
That was looking like World War II. And now we have Israel and Hamas looking like World War II. Maybe we go right to World War IV, because if you do two times two, it's actually four. We may be even going to World War IV before there's ever a World War
Two
II or
plus two,
three.
also.
Five. And so I think it's very important that we have strong people on the ground. So I'm actually in Gaza. I'm in a hotel near Gaza
Wow.
to do peace, because you think Sleepy Joe's going to handle this? You think Sleepy Joe can handle? No, he can't handle it at all. As you can see, look what's happened to the world since I was stolen the presidency, since it was stolen from me. And I said this, if you allow a presidency to be stolen, the world can go to hell. And that's what's happening.
Well, speaking of Sleepy Joe, there's one story about him, but I want to get to you being in Gaza real quick after that. But Sleepy
Mi
Joe
Gaza, su
currently
casa. It might not even have to be a production discussion after the show about what title to do.
I wanted to ask you, do you know Sleepy Joe has outraised you for campaign funds? Currently, he has outraised you. The last quarter, he raised a lot more than you and now is currently in the lead. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, we have what's called grassroots. You ever heard this phrase, grassroots? He has
Heard of it.
the big globalists, the big Jewish bankers giving him lots of money. He has lots of black athletes probably giving him money, a lot of LGBTQ people in Hollywood giving him money. I have regular Americans who send me, it's called small donations. And that's how they under. So Joe Biden goes to a meeting of, he goes and says, "Hello, black athlete, Jewish banker, and lesbian woman, give me money." And the big ones with the big checkbooks, they say, "Here's $1 million, sir." Meanwhile, I have Joe the plumber and Phil the bartender and Ray the rapist just writing $30, $40, just little checks, the best they can do, because they're the real America. So I'm not concerned about the big numbers. We're gonna outraise them. And for the third straight time, we're gonna get more votes in the Electoral College. It's called Electoral College.
So you
Not a
more
woke
relate to the
college, by the way.
common folk.
Electoral College, as you know, is not a woke college. You know,
Right, of
you're not
course
gonna go
not.
to Electoral College and see people saying, Israel's bad. You're not gonna be doing that. They're gonna be saying, Israel's our ally. We support them. We're the Electoral College, University, State, Tech, Junior College, Associate's degree.
Is there anything going on in Idaho militia?
Oh, well, I don't, militia Christian. Yeah, you're not going to hear about them in the media trashing Israel. No. In fact, what they did, because we're so pro-Israel. At Idaho Militia Christian, they made a mistake. When they heard Palestine, they thought that meant somebody who's a friend of a Jewish person. Hello, I'm a Palestine. Like, hey, this is my friend Stein. I'm a pal of his. I'm a Palestine. And that's how pro-Israel we were. And when we learned what it was, you know what we did? They gathered up a bunch of. In Idaho Militia Christian, it's not the they don't do a lot of diversity there, but they found one guy who was either Indian or Pakistani or Afghanistani or just had a tan, and they beat the crap out of him. Just and they said, "This is for Israel." And so that's, you're not going to find a lot of woke protests, a lot of
Yes. And they
false
said you're not a
equivalency.
Palestine, huh?
And they actually bought all the Sabra hummus in the supermarket in Idaho and burned it. They said, "Down with hummus." And they burned the entire pile of Sabra hummus because they said, "We're not going to serve that here, not near our patriotic school." So down with hummus, down with Palestine. And it was beautiful. It was very beautiful. So now you're not finding too many woke, not too many woke protests at Idaho Militia Christian Bible Tech State College.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. It's Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Now, I wanted to get to Hamas and Israel. You made some comments to the public, and I want to ask you about them. You were criticizing Tough Bibi. You've been having a very hot and cold relationship with Bibi, and
We're hot and we're cold. I'm young and he's old. He is not so tough. That's why I get rough. We're hot and we're cold. He's young and I'm not old. Anyway, you know, that's Katy Perry. Very big evangelical breasts. Anyway, what? You ever see Katy Perry? Got a nice pair on her.
She's a good-looking girl.
She's actually a woman.
Okay,
I want to let you get in trouble with the left. Say girl, and they okay. Go, oh, no, that's, well, you're welcome. You're not even thanking. Okay, so I
Thank
guess you want
the I
left
appreciate
to come
it.
After you. No, left,
I don't want to
left.
Be canceled.
Well, left, you know what? You don't have to cancel tech stuff because he's fired. I just cancel cultured him.
I thought you're against canceling cancel culture.
Well, you know what? When you don't thank me, that's the one time it's okay to cancel. I went on Rocket Money and I said, cancel tech stuff.
Well, are you turning on Bibi? That's what I want to know. You said you wanted him to get impeached.
Bibi. Please forget my number. Remember Milli Vanilli?
Yes. I thought you were going to go into NSYNC bye 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 with Bibi, but
B. I want you out of my life. You're not a very good prime minister. I'm more strong than you, so fuck off. B. Anyway, strong vocals.
What's going on with your relationship with BB? Because you were critical of him. You said he should be impeached. And then a day or two later, you said you're Israel's biggest ally, and you stand with Bibi. Isn't that all over the place? I don't know what to believe.
No, it's called consistent. It's actually called consistent. Bibi has to go, but not right now. You know, you don't. They're in the middle of a war. He's a warrior. We know that. I don't agree with all the things. You know, the worst thing he ever did was call Sleepy Joe to congratulate him on a fake election win. I never really forgive him for that, to be honest. But when our ally is in the middle of a war, you have to support him. But as soon as the war's over, he's got to go because it was a total failure on his part. So I support him now for the sake of Israel. But long term, BB's got to go. Bye bye. Bye bye, BB.
But do you think it's appropriate to even bring that up now? It's almost like you were fighting with your best friend over something stupid, and then his like parent dies, and you go to support him, and when you're going to support him, you bring up the stupid fight you had with him. It just makes no sense to just support BB. Why bring up anything else but support him?
Because when did you get so sensitive, tech stuff? Look at you, caring about BB's feelings. BB is a warrior, and you don't treat warriors with kid gloves. It's out of respect. I respect the toughness that I talk tough with BB. Another person, if it was Manly Mike Pence, oh, I'd be very soft with Manly Mike Pence, but tough BB you can be tough with. But I see what you're saying, and to answer your question, if a friend of mine, I remember actually in college, a friend of mine's father passed away, and I went to the funeral, and I had sex with his mother, but she was single now. So that's called sexual healing, is what that's called. So now I go out of the way to be very sensitive in time of need.
Sexual healing. That's very nice, Mr. President. Okay, so you explain BB here. You also made comments that
Strong, I
you
made
called
strong
Hez
comments.
very strong comments that Hezbollah was very smart, you said. Why would you compliment the enemy?
I did this, as you know, throughout my presidency. Xi, great leader. Great leader. Kim Jong-un, smart guy, tough. Putin, genius, brilliant. Everybody was upset. Oh, how can you say that? Well, because it's true. Now, Hezbollah is very smart. They're very smart. First of all, do you remember Hezbollah calling Sleepy Joe to congratulate him on winning an election? Did you ever hear that?
No, I've not heard
No,
that.
they didn't. They didn't do that. So that was smart by them. And they also, we know Iran is a bad, they're bad people in Iran, very bad guys. But Hezbollah gets the money from Iran to attack their enemies. It's called smart. They're smart business, and I think Hezbollah probably read the art of the deal, if we're being honest. I think it's like when they go to sleep, they read from the Quran and from the art of the deal. That's sort of their two sacred texts, I think. So me saying they're smart, people act like that's saying they're good. I'm not saying they're good. Okay, remember Hannibal Lecter? Remember him in Silence of the Sheep?